Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 91, beginning at verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. That was, again, Psalm 91. Thank you again, Father, for your precious and powerful word. Thank you for the opportunity for us to pray your word and be able to take it and use it for the weapon that it is. Help us more and more to grow in our understanding of how to use your word for the weapon that it is, in putting to work scriptures like Psalm 91 in prayer, but also so many others, the 23rd Psalm and many other scriptures and passages that are wonderful weapons that we can use every day to not only defend ourselves, but to do exploits and to build the kingdom of God and to tear the kingdom of darkness down day by day as we simply put your powerful word, the sword of the Spirit, to work each day. We thank you. We praise you for the gift and weapon that it is. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Our producer, Rick Robertson, is going to share a word of prayer at this time as well.
Father, we want to pause and just praise you, Father. Lift high your name. God, to be called your children, it's such an honor. It's a privilege, Father, and we thank you for stooping down to love sinners like us. We pray for the program today, Father. We're thankful for these listeners that you've gathered to hear what's going to be said today. We pray your blessings on them. Help those who are sick. Help those who are hurting, those dealing with financial issues, those just with the day-to-day struggles of life. Father, we pray your blessings on them. Give them strength. Give them healing. Give them an understanding of your great love for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rick. Again, thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. I want to remind you that we continue to encourage you to email us at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net, because we want to send to you some of the prayer tools we provide. Of course, obviously, Psalm 91 prayer is one of a number of prayer tools that we're providing. We're encouraging you. If you haven't gotten a copy yet, please do email us. Again, the email is jparker@afa.net. And it's a powerful prayer that you should pray over yourself and your family every single day. We do have the privilege of having Sister Peggy Joyce Ruth on with us. She's the author of several books on Psalm 91, along with her daughter, Angie Shum. And they have a ministry that's been dedicated largely to sharing the powerful message behind Psalm 91 as well. So we look forward to having them on in just a few moments. I also want you to be mindful, too, that our upcoming Share-a-thon will be in just a few weeks from today. The dates are May the 19th through the 21st here at American Family Radio. And we very much ask for your prayers for the Lord to anoint that event, to use it mightily, to point people to Jesus Christ. And we ask that you'd pray for people to be saved during the broadcast and their lives to be touched, and that also listeners would come alongside the ministry and help support us with their prayers and their finances as the Lord would lead. So again, those dates are May the 19th through the 21st. Again, we very much appreciate your prayers. We're blessed once again and honored to have as our phone guests Peggy Joyce Ruth and her daughter Angie Shum. Again, Peggy Joyce Ruth is the author of the book Psalm 91 for Mothers and several other books based on the powerful weapon of Psalm 91. Sister Peggy and Angie, how are you all today?
Fine, thank you.
Yes, it's a good day.
Okay, great to have you all on once again. And as I touched on earlier, you know, of course, we've had the privilege of having you on a number of times, but it's been a little while. And there are those who are listening who may not have heard of you or your work before. So if you all would take time just to further introduce yourselves and share about the ministry the Lord's called you to as it relates to the Psalm 91 as well.
Yes, we've been so privileged to be able to share Psalm 91. I was having so many fears and everything when I was in my early 20s, and I was just panicked at what could come, you know, to harm my children, harm my husband, God supernaturally, in a dream, gave me Psalm 91. I'd never read it. I'd never seen it. I didn't even know it was in the Bible. And he just quoted to me out of the Psalm. And I found out later, I didn't know whether God was just speaking to me or whether it was out of the Bible. I didn't know. And later found out that it was out of the Word of God and the exact words, "In your day of trouble, call on me and I will answer." And oh my goodness, I saw that psalm and it had an answer for all of the fears, everything that I'd been going through. There was an answer for every one of them. And I was just dancing and jumping and clapping. And golly, that's when I was in my early 20s, and I'm 79 now, and I've been praising God and sharing Psalm 91 all these many years, and it has never failed. And I'm so thankful that God loved us enough to give us this kind of promise.
Okay, and so how many books now have you written about Psalm 91?
How many, Angie?
7, 8, 9.
We've written one for very small toddlers. We've written one for the young, 7, 8, 9-year-olds. We've written one for teenagers, for mothers, for military, for
workbook.
A workbook, and just then the general
coloring book.
A coloring book. What we're trying to do, we're trying to get Psalm 91 into everybody. You know, a child's not going to be able to get that much out of an adult book. And so we wanted Psalm 91 to become a living part of every single person, no matter what age they were, you know, male, female, students. And so
one for mothers.
Yeah, one for mothers. And so we've just tried to, and we've put different stories in the different books. So, you know, if it's a child's book, we've tried to put Psalm 91 stories that would appeal to the child, because we want every single person to realize that Psalm 91 is a covenant God has given to us to be able to live in these end days. And
it's all over the news now. Every time you hear a preacher or even the president or different people talk, you'll hear them say Psalm 91.
They'll say something. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing that when I wrote the first book in 2001,
and since then, you know, because it's virtually unknown then. It was,
yeah.
I mean, there were some. It was had a military tradition, and there's a lot of history to Psalm 91, but as far as the average person, it's Psalm 23, and, you know, they didn't know about Psalm 91 being a protection. Now, it's totally different.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
I'm so thankful. That's what we've always prayed. Lord, just let Psalm 91, this is your covenant of protection that you gave us for the end days, and just let your people know so they can start using it. And a lot of people now, they're familiar, and they'll say, oh, yes, I know about Psalm 91. But a lot of people don't realize it doesn't matter what evil is coming against you. It is addressed in that psalm. God's given us an answer for anything. You can't you can't think of anything that can come against you that God has not addressed in this psalm.
And especially with what we're going through now, to think that the concept of pestilence or a runaway plague, that exactly in there is verse 6 and verse 3. And it just tells that God has delivered us from the fear of the pestilence. And,
absolutely.
I mean, with it running rampant, it's a good time to remember that Psalm 91 addresses that directly.
Yes.
Mm, okay. And, of course, you know, it's helpful for people to know, of course, it depends on your translation, but the word pestilence, of course, refers to sickness and illness and virus, that sort of thing. And so it's good, as you said, to know that it's a powerful weapon that speaks directly to what we're facing as a culture and a world, actually, as well. So,
Absolutely.
All right. Well, as we start, I'm going to ask if each of you would just say a word of prayer for our listeners to really receive all that God would have them to receive as they listen today.
Father, I thank you for Psalm 91. I thank you, Lord, with all of my heart. I didn't even want to keep living. I was in so much fear. And, Lord, when you gave me that psalm, it answered every question, every fear. And, Father, that is my desire. Lord, if there are people listening who have fears, they fear maybe for their own lives, they fear for their children, they're just in so much fear. Father, I thank you that they're going to grab hold of this precious covenant, and they're going to realize that you cared enough about us to address this before we ever even knew we were going to have a need. Father, you cared enough that before men even knew that we would have a fear. When we were tiny, that psalm was right there. And, Lord, you love us that much. And I'm so grateful, Father. I am so grateful. The desire of my heart, Father, is for every single person to become a Christian and realize that they have a loving Father who cared enough about them to give them these covenant promises. I thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name.
And, Lord, we just agree. We agree of our protection around those that are listening, for their families. That, Lord, we're facing some of our most difficult times. Of the difficulties that we face individually, we pray, Father, over the problems and where people are just facing things that they just cannot figure out. Father, I just thank you that you promised that we would not be snared by a trap, that we cannot get ourselves into a trap, that you do not have a way out. And so, Lord, just thank you for giving us such promises that there's just no way that our mind wouldn't go crazy under the pressure and break if it was not for the fact that you have promises and strength, and we can feel your presence. So I ask you that your presence be among us, and I pray that our words will be pleasing to you, and that you'll just fill our mouths with what people need to hear, and that you'll just make this be a God connection between us and them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Thank you. Again, our guests today are Peggy Joyce Ruth, the author of Psalm 91 for Mothers, and Angie Shum as well. And you all have written, again, books on Psalm 91 geared to children, to teens, some for adults, for the military, for law enforcement, several different kinds of books that all give different perspectives on using Psalm 91. When are you all going to make your movie?
We plan for you to head that up for us.
Yes, would you do that?
Okay. That sounds like a good project. So we can be praying about that. So share with our listeners, if they're wanting to get a copy of the book we're going to be talking about today, Psalm 91 for Mothers, how could they get that?
They can call 325-646-6894, or they can just go to peggyjoyceruth.org.
Okay.
My name is Peggy Joyce Ruth.
All right, we're coming into a break, and we'll pick up on the other side and get a chance to talk more about the book, Psalm 91 for Mothers. Our phone guests today, again, are Peggy Joyce Ruth and her daughter Angie Shum. We'll be right back.
This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight my battle.
That's what we're doing tonight.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battle. This is how I fight.
Music of Michael W. Smith, Surrounded. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guests today are Peggy Joyce Ruth and Angie Shaman. We're looking today at the book Sister Peggy Joyce Ruth has authored entitled Psalm 91 for Mothers, God's Shield of Protection for Your Children. Before we get into the book, I want to ask if Sister Peggy and or Angie, if you all would comment on why do you encourage people to pray Psalm 91 every single day?
Well, the reason it's so important, I mean, we can say all day long, oh, Psalm 91 is so wonderful, but if we don't make it a part of our life, it's not going to do any good. And way back there, when God first gave it to me, he told me that he wanted me to confess it back to him in the form of a prayer every morning. So I've missed very few mornings for all these years. I've prayed Psalm 91 back to the Lord in the form of a prayer, just thanking him, a prayer of thanksgiving. And usually I'll take a walk, and I'll just start at first. Of course, I didn't have it memorized, and so I just carried it written out on a piece of paper. And the Lord wanted me, he said that he wanted me, when I prayed every part of it, to stop and really think it through and realize that I was talking directly to him, thanking him for these things. And he started showing me that he wanted it to be a conversation where I just was thanking him, Lord, I thank you that I can just dwell in your shelter with you, that you're not a faraway God. Every day I can walk and talk with you. And, you know, it talked about Adam and Eve walking and talking with God in the cool of the day. And that's what God wants out of us, just to walk and talk with him and know that he's right there. And the Lord began to remind me that sometimes when we pray, sometimes we're just concentrating on what we're saying. And literally when we do that, we're just kind of having a conversation with ourselves, you know. And he said that he wants us to concentrate on the fact that, and picture him and realize that we're right in the throne room with him, that we're talking directly to him, that he wants us to picture that. And I would tell him, Lord, I thank you that we have the privilege of just coming into your presence and talking directly with you. If I wanted to call the President of the United States, I might try for months and never be able to get through. And in an instant of time, we can contact the God of the entire universe. And he's right there, you know, waiting to have conversation with us and have us thank him for these precious promises and picture the promises, you know, and know he means this literally. These are not just words. But everything he tells us in this psalm is something he wants us to grab hold of and believe it. We've got to believe it, you know, and then confess it. And, you know, he said, what you believe in your heart and say with your mouth. And so that's, you know, it talks about that in Romans, that when we believe this with our heart and we start saying it out of our mouth, then, and thanking him for it, that we'll start seeing miracles. And we've seen so many miracles. Mm. God is so good.
That's good. That's good. Well, thank you for sharing that. And again, the title of the book is Psalm 91 for Mothers, God's Shield of Protection for Your Children. Now, why did you choose to put the subtitle, God's Shield of Protection for Your Children? Why do you think that's an important subtitle for the book?
Well, I think it's good because it was a blessing to me to be raised in an environment, in a household that believed Psalm 91. You know, it was a unique thing, but it wasn't just a book my mom wrote in her spare time that we weren't aware of. It was something that we lived together for our whole growing up, as Psalm 91 being a large part of our family prayer time, our discussions. And, I mean, just different verses in there mean different things to you in different seasons. It's like God will highlight a certain verse, and it'll just stand out to you. And we have miracles and testimonies that were part of our families. And then also, you know, people started just, every time we're about ready to publish a book, we get tickled. We start receiving all these different testimonies coming in from all over. And we always think, that's about time to publish again, but so many people are writing with stories that have happened to them.
And I wanted to share this to show how you make it a part of your family. You know, it talks about that we don't have to be afraid of the destruction, the natural disasters that are coming against us. And so anyway, when the kids were still living at home, we hadn't had many tornadoes in our area. You know, they'd maybe say one-sided, but we'd never had one on the ground. Well, this particular time, there was a tornado on the ground, and it happened to be right in the area. We live out in the country, and we literally could see the tornado on the ground. There was a car down at the foot of the hill, and they were broadcasting from the car telling about the tornado. And it was coming toward our house. And Jack told the kids, get your Bibles. And he took us all outside, and he had us speaking Psalm 91 directly to the tornado. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, and
that's when I realized that my dad and mom really believed it, that they wouldn't take us to shelter, that they actually wanted us speaking to the problem. And it's also at that moment you know how much of it you really know and you don't know. I mean, we were out there, and I mean, it was one of those moments of my brother and myself, and we had a few friends over, and, you know, it was just unique to see my parents just take that kind of action of like Jesus spoke to the storm.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was interesting, at first, you could see it, but there was no rain coming down. Well, right before the rain started just pouring down, Jack had said, you know, I have a real peace. It's okay. Well, the tornado was still there, but he had a peace, so we went back in the house. And just as we went into the house, we heard the announcer, you know, down in the car that was watching the storm, we heard him say, this is nothing short of a miracle, and he used the word miracle. He said, that tornado has suddenly just lifted back into the air, left the ground and gone back into the air. Well, and they called it a miracle, and they were rejoicing. Well, of course, Jack and I and the kids, we were jumping up, down, and clapping. And the funny part, you'll love this, Angie was her first year at college that year. And so she said the next day when she went to class, the professor was leaning against his desk, and he was saying, well, what were y'all doing, you know, when the tornado was on the ground yesterday? You know, what was going on? And a couple of the kids had gotten in their dorm room. They had pulled the mattress, and they had gotten in their shower and pulled the mattress in on top of them. And a couple of them had found storm cellars, and they were all telling where they had hidden themselves. And so Angie was kind of nervous. She thought, oh, don't let him ask me. She was worried about that. Well, anyway, he got around to Angie, and Angie said, well, my dad had us out with our Bibles speaking Psalm 91 directly to the storm. And what was so funny, the professor didn't know what to do with that, so he just picked up his textbook, and he said, okay, if everybody will turn to page so-and-so, we'll go with the lesson. He didn't want to. He didn't know how to address that, so he just skipped it altogether.
Well, you know, I want to touch on that real briefly. That's an example of a reality in our culture where there are some people that they'll hear you share a story like that here on this broadcast or maybe hear it in a context like in a classroom, and they'll just decide, that's crazy. That's not real. But the sad reality is it's important that what we need to understand, we serve a supernatural God that does supernatural things every day. In fact, everything he does is supernatural. whether we realize it or not. And when we put our faith to work, we'll see his supernatural hand work on our behalf. And every believer needs to learn and grow in that.
Yes. And we have to believe it, and that's what then activates the miracle. You know, if we're not going to believe it and we just read it and think, oh, you know, that would be nice, well, we probably won't see a thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, now with video clips, it's unique because we've actually had people send us video clips of people that, you know, they're filming the tornado coming towards them, and they're out there speaking to it, and you just can see it happen. Mm-hmm. I got tickled at the group I saw. When they started speaking to it, instead of having one tornado, there became two. Mm-hmm. And I thought that just seems just like the enemy, that it, you know, the problem just increased for a little bit, but they stayed after it. And, you know, you could just see the Lord do things. I've seen clips of hurricane seasons and different people out worshiping and praying. And, you know, you're seeing people start to use their authority.
Mm-hmm.
And Psalm 91 in verse 13 talks about treading on dangerous problems, or it uses the analogy of animals,
mm-hmm.
and each of them harmful. And it's unique to see that God actually showed authority in the Old Testament. You don't think of that so much in the Old Testament as a concept, but Psalm 91, you know, portrays that.
That's right. That's right.
And we have a wonderful story, a mother story. One of the women in our church, my husband and I pastored for about 30 years, and one of the women in our church, her name was Crystal. And her son, Jeff, he was one of the first ones that went into the Iraqi war, one of the first groups that went over.
Mm-hmm.
And he was married. His wife was here, and the older son was married and living away from home. And her husband was at work. And she got a certified letter saying that her son had been killed, and they were sending their condolences and everything. And she grabbed the letter, and she said the first thing she did was just wad it up and throw it on the floor. And then she said, well, that didn't do any good. So she picked it up, and she opened her Bible and to Psalm 91, and she opened the letter, and she said, Lord, I cannot believe both of these. I'm going to have to believe one or the other. And she said, I choose to believe your word. And she said for 2 hours she walked the floor just hollering Psalm 91 at the top of her lungs and saying, God, you gave me a promise. You told me. And she said, we have confessed Psalm 91 over our boys all their life. And she was walking the floor and speaking to God. And all of a sudden, she felt like the Lord told her to call. There was a number on the letter, and to call them. And she called and said, I'm sorry, you've made a mistake. My son is alive. Well, they thought that maybe she had heard from him, and they said, oh, my goodness, well, let us check into this. Well, it was another 2 hours before she heard back from him, and she said that whole time she was walking the floor, just hollering into the heavens, Lord, your word says, and I choose to believe your word. And she just kept quoting Psalm 91. They called back. Now, a lot of people may not believe this, but it's the truth. They called back, and they said, we are so sorry. You are right. Your son is alive. We don't know how on earth we could have made this kind of mistake. And so she told her husband when he got home, and he said, she said, maybe I should have called you. And he said, no, thank goodness you didn't. He said, I would have hurt your faith. And so they didn't tell Jeff, they didn't tell anyone until Jeff got home, and she was having this big welcome dinner for him. Had he, Jeff and his wife, and then the older son and his wife over. And they had this big welcome home dinner, and then when it was over with, she brought out the letter and laid it on the table in front of them. And she said they read the letter and couldn't say anything. They just sat there. They couldn't, she said they, no one could speak because they were in such shock.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, since then, I tell you what, Jeff has, he gets books from us, and he's handing out books everywhere he goes. Of course, his story's in there too, but. Anyway,
he just got 100 from us for, he's a nurse now, and he just wanted to let people see the stories and to experience it because, you know, our nurses, our medical people, they're on the front lines, and you talk about afraid for their families. You know, this is the time that these Psalm 91 stories that so many of them, testimonies from overseas, now we're fighting some dangerous battles here.
That's right. Well, if someone wants to get a copy of the book, Psalm 91 for Mothers, tell them again how to get the book.
Okay, they can call 325-646-6894. 325-646-6894, and the secretary will talk with them, or they can go to the website, peggyjoyceruth.org.
Okay. All righty then. Now, in the book, you introduce it with a powerful story about a nurse who saw a baby on a highway. And I'm going to ask if you'll share that story, because it's such a powerful story, but it's a practical story of how God can intervene in everyday life in powerful ways.
Oh, this is a good story. Do you want to share it, Angie, or you want me to? You go ahead. I shared the last one.
Well, a lady was driving alone, and, you know, you have that anxiety or the fear of a lot of times you forget your cell phone or your purse or your briefcase or something important on top of the car. But anyway, when she looked over on this car in front of her, that she saw that there was a car seat.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you just think that they, you know, put the child in and the car seat's still up there. But it was one of those horrors that you hope to only have happen once in your lifetime.
I'm going to have to jump in here. We're going to pick up with that story on the other side. Our phone guests are Peggy Joyce Ruth and her daughter Angie Shum, as we're talking about Psalm 91 for Mothers, the book. We'll be right back. Group, all praise goes to you. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guests today are Peggy Joyce Ruth and her daughter Angie Shum, the authors of the book Psalm 91 for Mothers, God's Shield of Protection for Your Children, and they've authored a number of other books as well. Angie, would you pick up? You were sharing with the story about the nurse who saw the baby on top of a car on the interstate. If you'll pick up there, please do.
Yes, it happened in Dallas, Texas, and she was a nurse. And, you know, she was thinking of all the trauma and everything she'd ever been through, but she also began thinking about words from the psalm. And she began praying, and I guess everyone has had that experience where you see something about to go down wrong, and you just, a lot of times, will send out a prayer or start crying out. And, you know, this mother had the right person behind her in traffic praying over something that she wasn't even aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the car seat goes sliding across the top of the car, it had been going at a slow rate of speed, but now as she's making the turn and the baby just jet propels right out into traffic and just goes flying. And, you know, of course, the the registered nurse is just crying out to the Lord, praying and asking the Lord, and, you know, she's remembering some of these scriptures, and she, you know, she had prayed one of the lines out of Psalm 91 of the under his shelter or wings, and you know, just it was amazing to her that that car seat stayed upright and that no car, you know, didn't see it and just, you know, went flying through there. Instead, it just supernaturally just went through the only space there was in the traffic and landed upright. And the baby, of course, was kicking its feet and pedaling. And, I mean, I guess that baby thought it had the ride of its life. And so the mom, you know, she jumps out and she's screaming, you know, her baby realizing what she's done and just can't even imagine the scene that she's about to behold. And the nurse catches the mom in her arms, and the baby was 100% okay. The nurse gave it a quick check, and they actually took it to the hospital where the lady worked.
Mm-hmm.
And just thinking about those angels and what they had done that day to make that situation go from being a tragedy to just something that you would never forget. I mean, when you think about things that are left on the car, I mean, you could never, ever imagine the horror that she felt. And, you know, we've said that there are days that you really need Psalm 91. Like, it needs to be inside of you for those kind of crazy days when literally life or death depends on it. And, you know, in the military book, from everything from a guy being shot and the bullet hitting his helmet and it not penetrating, it stops and goes all the way around his skull and there's just no way to explain that as a flesh wound when it should have gone all the way directly through. And, you know, with this baby and just those moments in time where literally Psalm 91 is for those days that you just don't expect it comes out of nowhere, and that you have that assurance from God that he can take a terrible situation and cause the harm not to befall you.
So again, just in a supernatural way, that if I'm following you correctly, then the car seat went off the car, went into the highway, didn't tumble over, and not a single car hit it, and God kept him safe until the mother and the nurse arrived and got the baby. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Praise God. That's
I mean,
a powerful story.
Standing up, it didn't tilt over. I mean, you can just imagine if it had flipped down and the baby had skid, you know, face down. I mean, it's amazing how God just took the only way that thing could have turned out all right or good. And just made it a story that's a rejoicing story and not just the worst nightmare of somebody's life.
And for it to fly through the air from the top of a Suburban, fly through the air. Fly through the air and hit the ground. Even that, you would think, could have done damage to the baby. But they said that little baby was kicking and smiling, and it had drooled so much that the whole front of its little outfit was soaking wet because it. They said that it must have thought this is the ride of the life. They said it was kicking and smiling and cooing.
And plus, her other kids were watching.
Yeah, all the kids were watching.
So, you know, they got to see the miracle of it, too, that the Lord had protected their sibling.
Yes, yes.
It'll be neat to see the videotape of heaven where it shows all the angels that were involved that day to keep that little baby safe.
Yes. There had to have been a ton of angels working that day.
All right.
Oh, golly.
Well, and of course, now, one of the great things about the way you've done the book is, of course, each chapter deals with each verse in all of Psalm 91 in a wonderful way, a great way to teach the truths behind it, as well as you have great stories of that illustrate the truths as well. Would you share the story about your grandson when he God used another little boy to help save him, I believe. Is that Cullen? Is that his name?
Oh, yes. When he, in the pool.
Oh, yes. When he, yes.
Yeah. You want to tell that, Mom?
They had gone to, actually the whole family was together, and they were at my brother and sister-in-law's house, and she had gone in, they were fixing lunch, and all the other kids, the older kids, had gone into the house, and Cullen was just, he was a big kid, but how old would he have been?
I don't know. I'd have to look back of when we wrote the story up.
I believe the book said he was 5 years old.
I was thinking five.
And he weighed what a 10-year-old would weigh.
Yeah, he was a little chunky thing.
He looked like a linebacker at five. So.
And his little friend was about a year older, but he was just a little skinny guy. And so anyway, finally they had called everybody into the house, the kids all into the house to eat. And Cullen and his little friend were the only two left out around the pool. And you know a kid, he went by the deep end of the pool and he saw one of these floaty deals out. And being a five-year-old, he just thought it'd be fun. So he just kind of jumped over the edge and landed on that little floaty. Well, of course, the floaty flipped out from under him. And he hit his head on the edge of the pool as he went over. So he was addled just a little bit. Hmm. And he just started just floating to the bottom. Mm-hmm. Well, his little friend jumped in, and he said he knew that he wouldn't be able to lift Cullen out of the pool because Cullen weighed about twice what his friend weighed. Mm-hmm. And so he went down, and he said as he was going down, he remembered Psalm 91, and he was just, in his heart, was just crying out Psalm 91 for help. And he said that he said from behind, he felt somebody come from behind, and he thought it was one of the adults in the house. And he felt them put their hands under his armpits from the back on both sides, and he had a hold of Cullen. And he said it was like a supernatural. He was lifted up with Cullen and landed on the side of the pool. Well, mm-hmm. I don't know whether you've ever been in the pool at the deep end where you can't touch the bottom. You can't just... maybe some could, but I mean, with a heavy little chunky boy that had passed out, you couldn't get out of the pool, just jump out of the pool with that little heavy kid in your arms. Mm-hmm. And he did. I mean, mm-hmm. he just went out, and all of a sudden he was on the side of the pool. And he said he looked around because he thought one of the adults had come out of the house and had gotten in the pool and had lifted him out, and there was nobody behind him. Mm-hmm. So he said he even came in. It was a neighbor boy, and he came in saying, there was an angel that took us out of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
They had no doubt about it. And, you know, since Cullen was sort of addled and knocked out, well, you know, he would have drowned. I mean, but his folks and we had been praying Psalm 91.
Well, you know, I guess one of the things I would just say is that, like, again, one of the great aspects of your book is that the stories help to illustrate the truths. And I think one of the very important lessons every listener needs to take away from the broadcast today is these are weapons you need to be putting to work in your life every day, because the same God that helped those people in these different stories is the God that helps us in our everyday
Absolutely.
Challenges and difficulties, and with the things going on, the threat of illness today. God is more than able to protect and help us in time of need, but we need to do our part to put our weapons to work. So I want to ask if both Sister Ruth and Sister Angie, if you all would pray for listeners and pray for the church to really become aggressive about being vessels through which God's will can be done and through which we put our faith to work in our world today.
Well, Lord, we do lift this up. I thank you, Lord, that we'll look at each day as a day, an opportunity to put the word into practice, to all the things that we've been learning, that we actually will do them. I thank you, Lord, that we'll cross that line. And if we've never, ever started of making the word our final authority and to actually start applying it to our day, I thank you that it'll be an adventure. I thank you that it will not be something that we dread, but we'll realize that these testimonies are something that can be these living stories that tell us that you're intervening in our life and that you love people, that compassion will guide us. And so, Lord, I just lift up that each day that we'll cry out to you and we'll pray to you that you'll make a difference in our life and that you'll make a difference in those around us, and that you have living stories for us, not something that happened to us 10 years before, but that every day it's an adventure with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And I want to share this in these days where everyone's so afraid of, you know, this pandemic. This is the time for people to start putting Psalm 91 to work and mm-hmm. every day praying that Psalm 91 promises over themselves, over their children, over
their whole household,
the entire household. And just saying, Father, we have a blood covering over this household. We have a Psalm 91 covenant of protection. It's a covenant that God has made with us. And they need to, all of us need to start putting that covenant into practice and thanking God that we're protected with what we're going through now. And now more than ever, we want people to grab hold of Psalm 91 and realize that this was given to us for times like this. Some people love Psalm 91 and they'll enjoy it, you know, and when I maybe go and teach a conference and they'll just be so excited when everything's going okay. But then when something strikes, then they panic and they don't even remember Psalm 91. God gave us this psalm for the bad times, for the difficult times.
Don't forget it. Have it in you so when something's coming up against you that is the first thing that comes to your mind.
Yes.
Mom, I'm hoping you can tell the hen and chick story.
Do we have time?
We can try. We're a little close, but we can try.
Okay. I was out in the yard one day, and there was we had a hen and all these baby chickens, and they were all over the yard, and they were so cute, and I was watching them, and all of a sudden I saw a hawk fly over. And I just panicked because I knew there was no way for all those baby chickens to be saved.
Peggy, we're going to have to jump in. We're running out of time. But that's one more reason why the listeners, they need to get the book, Psalm 91 for Mothers. You will learn the rest of the story. So tell them one more time the website and how to get the book, Psalm 91 for Mothers.
325-646-6894.
Or PeggyJoshRuth.org.
All right.
PeggyJoshRuth.org, yes.
Thank you all so much again, and keep up the great work and continue to let the Lord use you mightily. You all be blessed, okay?
Thank you for having us.
All right. Thank you for being a part of our listening family. I want to challenge every listener, get the book Psalm 91 for Mothers and give it to your mom, or get one of the Psalm 91 books for yourself and start praying Psalm 91 every single day. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
Send out a prayer.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.